Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
We got Ryan Thomas in the house, videographer for Journey. So I just got to go do the Hub Show. He left Journey to come do the Hub Show.
What a great story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got something in mind there, bud. We're good? All right, so I'm going to kick this thing off. You ready?
Ready.
Yes. No.
Sure.
From the center of the universe and covering Baltimore, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between, it's the Hub City's own The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Charming Grissette, Chris Canfield, and Jerry Heich.
Yeah, the Hub Show. We're going to turn down the Love Boat now. All right, we're good.
Beautiful thing.
Good thing, Charmin? That was nice, wasn't it? Yeah. Some Charlie's Angel shit there. I saw you doing that thing with your hair. Yeah. Awesome. Hey, Hub Show, we were back. I think it's like episode 99.5 or something. We're climbing our way closer to 100. I'm not ready for 100 yet.
The centennial. No. Yeah. August is like the longest month.
I'll tell you what.
In all the land.
We have been, we've been busy though. August is a busy month. Getting our shit together.
That's right. Yeah. Grouping.
We got cameras on us now. We got lights. We have a TV show. Local TV show. But other people around the country, thanks to YouTube and whatnot, are seeing it. And I got...
It's a good time. I have fun with it.
Yeah, I got other artists reaching out to us from New York. More artists from Toronto. I got artists down in the Bahamas last night on Instagram reaching out, wanting us to play their stuff. So it's just a matter of lining it all up. You know what I mean?
The Toronto thing is just...
Yeah, it's pretty cool though. I think, you know,
I dig spread. It. Yeah.
If the Canadians want to listen, hey, let the Canadians
hey, man.
Listen. Hub Show,
watch us.
I don't. You know,
we love it.
Hey, yeah, I'm a hockey fan.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
what's going on, you, Charmy?
Yeah.
Yeah, just you seem busy.
I think it was a busy month for everybody. Yeah. Personal.
That's why we're not doing 100 yet.
That's
we're
right.
Just creeping our way towards
that's
it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Get there.
But we do have some good news here. Our old guest from about a month or so ago, DC Swank, little guy that shoots pool professionally. Come on in, man. DC.
How's it going, man?
I'm going to turn, your headphones are turned down, so put your headphones on. Let me know if you can hear. Can you hear us? Can you hear us good? Okay, you got to talk into that mic, so give me
is
a little
the mic close
tippity
enough?
Tap. There you go. Yeah. DC, pool player. You're on the national level here, man. Extraordinary. You went to St. Louis. How'd it go?
I played the first round. I lost to an 18-year-old.
Ooh.
He 20-0'd me.
He 20-0'd you?
That's really bad.
Oh. You then, lost bad, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, okay. He's then, 18, though. That's your excuse.
He moved up to a 6.
Yeah.
I am a 5 right now.
Really?
He 20-0'd a 6 as well. And they moved him up to an 8, and he got disqualified.
He got disqualified?
Yes.
After beating you?
After he leveled up like that, how did he get disqualified?
Because you cannot move up more than 3 skill levels in a tournament.
Oh.
So he was just that good that he got disqualified?
Yeah.
That seems not right.
Kind of bizarre rules, right?
That's weird. Why did they do that?
It's because he sandbagged his way down to get to the range.
He's sharking his way.
Yeah.
Sandbag, gotcha. Sharking, it's the same thing?
Yeah.
Charming,
bull
quick.
Sharks.
Bull sharks. Here we go.
Yeah.
So what's up? What's next for you, DC? This isn't over. Whatever. You dust yourself off and come back. When's the next time you shoot again on a competition level there?
Well, next year I plan on doing out to St. Louis again.
Okay. You ain't done yet. Yeah. Get your revenge. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Then what's next, though? Until then, you're just going to practice, hit the pool hall?
Yep.
Hustle? Take on 18-year-olds? Start practicing for that after what you went through? You know what I mean? All right.
What'd you learn from your experience?
Yeah, what do you take away from St. Louis?
Well, something great that happened there was I went to this nice pool hall called June Cushion Billiards.
Okay.
One of the owners, Craig Huddleston.
Craig Huddleston?
Yes.
Hugh and Cushion? Okay.
I met him there. I played a few rats with him. I played 3-ball, regular pool and stuff. He let me know about a month after
Mm-hmm.
I went there. He let me know that he wants me to become a player rep for him.
Player rep.
That's
okay.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Was it called again, his company?
Hugh and Cushion Billiards.
Hugh and Cushion Billiards.
Yes.
Okay. What exactly does he do?
He runs a pool hall.
Runs a pool hall. Does he produce anything? He just runs a pool hall.
Yeah.
Apparel. Like the hat you're wearing.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
I'm wearing,
yeah,
wearing some apparel right
now. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I thought it was a cool shirt.
I didn't notice the shirt. There
an
you
American
go.
Q and flag.
Hey, look at the camera. Show Ryan there what you got. Look, Q and Cushion. So it's a pool hall, but he's going to make you a rep?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
And he sent me a list of a few reps.
Uh-huh.
That he has Allison Fisher. She is the mm-hmm. greatest female shooter.
Of all time? Ever?
That's okay, awesome.
Cool. Yeah. That's cool, but so, and you're the youngest.
So you're up there.
You're up. So you're representing Q and Cushion Billiards. He's a pool hall, but is he known on a national level type of thing?
Yes.
Pretty big name, huh? So when you show up in St. Louis next time, you're going to be sponsored? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Were you sponsored this time when it out?
APA sponsored me to go.
Right, but were you wearing APA gear when you shot? Do you know what I mean? Oh, okay. This time you'd be wearing Q and Cushion.
Can you be sponsored by more than one company?
Yeah. You can be
like a NASCAR driver.
Just
slap stickers
like
all over your hat and
govern.
You can only be sponsored by one shoe maker company, but you can be sponsored by multiple apparel companies.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. So if Rockstar wanted to sponsor you, there wouldn't be anything wrong with that, right? Because they don't make cues on it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Good
you
to know,
are, man. So now you have another year to sharpen it all up. Keep kicking Chris's ass. I know you've been doing that. I watch you on Facebook. You've been kicking Chris's butt in his own house.
Yeah.
How do you guys keep track of all of these rules? Seems like you guys have a lot of different rules and regulations.
I mean, I get down and play pool, but you guys started talking about 9-ball, 8-ball. You said 3-ball earlier.
I've never even heard of 3-ball, but like,
I mean,
then it's like, you know, you can't.
Yeah, you know your stuff, though.
It was 3-cushion.
3-cushion?
Yeah.
That's another game?
Yep.
No. 3-ball, 3-cushion.
3-cushion.
3 sticks? 3 cues?
3-cushion is a game that the table has no pockets. It has a yellow ball, a red ball, and then a cue ball.
Gotcha. Is it like bumper pool?
Yes, kind of.
Okay.
You have to hit into the red ball or the yellow ball if you're the white ball.
It's like bocce ball, but with like pool and, you know, bumper
more complicated
pool.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
How many games of pool have you played, Charming? You sound like you're rattling off some names. You're like, you've been there, done it. Bocce ball, bumper pool. I mean, no, I want to know. Okay. You dabble in some of the?
I play pool some.
Right.
But not anywhere near DC.
Well, no, but you get down, you play different versions of it. We just ask them how many different games there are. You start rattling off some stuff.
No, I was just talking about bumper pool. You never played bumper pool?
I've seen it played. I haven't really played it. I've never been around a bumper pool.
I haven't played that
table.
In a long time, though. Yeah. I haven't seen a bumper pool table.
Do you have a particular game you like best? What's your favorite pool game, billiard game?
I got to say Saratoga.
It's another game.
What another game?
What is that?
I've never heard of.
Are the balls square or something? What do you do with
that? Okay, so in Saratoga, it's kind of like 8-ball and 9-ball combined. Take out the 7-ball and the 15-ball. You rack them up. Like two and balls there. You take those two out, which are the 7, 15-ball. You shoot them, break them. You either shoot the 9-ball first or the 1-ball first, and you go in order. If you take the 9-ball path, you go 9-ball, 10-ball, 11-ball, 12-ball, 13-ball, 14-ball, and then if you make the 8-ball, you win.
But you have to do in those orders.
Yes.
At Saratoga.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. I just went with stripes and solids and called it a day.
How
this guy's doing math over here.
Variations of the game of pool are there?
Right. Do you even know?
Like,
do you guys just make this stuff up?
I mean, is it always, is it still going?
Yeah,
is it,
what's
are people still making stuff
There's
up?
Straight pool, Saratoga, 8-ball, 9-ball, 10-ball, 15-ball, 3-ball, straight pool.
You ever play 2-ball? It's a really cool game, man. No?
What else?
Just put the cue on there. Put the cue ball on there and just, I don't know. What else can you do with it, man?
Did you card pickup?
Yeah.
There's a lot of games.
You ever take 2 racks of balls at one time on the billiard table? And is there a game like that?
Yeah.
There is? What is it? I'm just guessing. It's like playing asteroids on a pool table, man.
It's a 30-ball run out.
30-ball run out.
Yeah.
I love it.
Only professionals usually do that, though.
Oh, excuse me. That would be you. You played it?
I mean, are you? You're considered a professional.
Yeah, you're
right?
A pro. You're an old pro.
Or a semi-pro.
I'm still an amateur.
Okay. When do you get to be a pro?
Yeah. At what point?
Well,
what makes you a pro?
What makes you a pro is being sponsored, winning
very
large tournaments.
You get there.
Like pro-am tournaments and stuff.
So the big.
So it, once you win one of those, you're considered a pro. Like, who says? Who?
Yeah,
who,
at what point do they stop the word pro on you?
Who's the person that's in charge
here? When does DC Swain become a pro? At what threshold do you have to cross?
I don't know.
You don't know? To me, you're a pro.
Where's Vanna when you need her?
I know. Vanna Black. Where's she at? I don't know. Anyway, I know. She was here for DC last time. She was haunting the house.
Yeah.
She's in there somewhere, you know. Yeah.
She has confidence in you.
Yeah.
Anyway. So when's school starting for you?
September 3rd,
Labor Day. That's how they do it around here. I get it. They don't want
it's
to start
coming
school.
Soon.
Yeah, but the day after Labor Day. That means if you're with your family and you go somewhere on Labor Day that Monday, you ain't doing nothing that day because you got to make your way back home to be ready for school the following day. But whatever. You can't win them all, right?
It is poor what kid. It is.
It's all good. But St. Louis, you just did. St. Louis, you do again next year. But no other competitions or nothing before that? Oh, Vanna just showed up. She just handed you something. What'd you get? Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, wait.
I pushed
Vanna,
the wrong one before.
We were wondering, at what level do you become a pro? Like an actual pro, and who decides that, and what does that entail? Okay.
A what rating? Fargo rating.
And who are the Fargo judges?
Yeah, who says? Gotcha.
Okay. Fargo. So it's like a bracket type thing in a weird way? Okay.
Well, I'm sure. All right,
so it's a difficult thing to even become a pro. Okay, so until then, you're considered an amateur.
There's
no semi-pros? Okay,
semi-pro.
So there is somebody. Okay.
So when does DC go from amateur to semi-pro? What does he have to do? In St. Louis only, or are there other places he can go do that? Like, he just did St. Louis. He's going to do St. Louis again next year, obviously. Is there anything in between?
So you can become a pro as a junior?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Vanna Black. There's soccer moms, and then there's Billy Ramones, man.
She's a wealth of knowledge.
Is there a Billy Ramone
is
van?
Is there a well of knowledge?
There's a soccer mom van. They should make a vehicle for Billy Ramones.
Both.
Yeah.
Something. What you got there, DC?
What are you holding there?
This is a medal I won out in St. Louis.
So you won something in St. Louis.
It's an APA Junior Championship Academic Award.
Nice.
How do you get that?
And what's...
I had to have...
You're playing Saratoga, I bet. That was sounding like a lot of math involved in that one, man.
It's a school thing. You had to have honor roll for it.
Nice.
Okay.
How do you juggle that?
Yeah.
It's got to be pretty tough.
It is sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And you're, aren't you in advanced placement classes?
Yes.
Yeah.
No whiz. Wow.
Extraordinary
person.
Genius
child with
cool.
A billiard talent.
Yeah.
Something interesting.
You're
very
a
unique,
savant
man.
Of sorts.
Yeah. There you go.
In billiards, there's a lot of mathematics involved.
True.
I from listening to you talk about Saratoga, yeah, you're right. I mean, I'm trying to figure that out. My brain's still, man. I have a headache. I know. I can count straight. But still, to actually do that while you're playing the game, I don't know, man. You ever played Saratoga with Chris?
Yes.
Can he hang?
He's never beat me.
He's probably all counting evens and odds and all that stuff. You know? Anyway. All right, so you're going back to school. You're training for St. Louis next year. And you'll be going back and forth to pool halls, sharpening the game, right? And you're about to get sponsorship from Q and Cushion Billiards, right? What's his name out there, Craig?
Craig Huddleston.
Craig Huddleston. Shout out to you, Craig. Q and Cushion.
Very great guy.
Great, good guy. Yeah, I'm sure, man. He's taking you under his wing. That's good stuff. All right.
That's awesome.
It is.
Congratulations, man.
Absolutely, man.
That's awesome.
Hey, DC, thanks for coming on. We're going to keep on checking in with you throughout the year. We'll get you on the TV show here locally, right? Ready for that? Going to bring you medal and show off you all your stuff. Score some swag, some gear. Yeah, once you get going.
There you go.
T-shirts, you know. Yeah.
Whatever.
And when he goes to St. Louis, he'll have that, and he'll have some Hub Show on his gear. And
some, like, pool player jerseys he's wearing. Like, yeah. Representing, something. Yeah.
Yeah, you have and a shirt coming in the mail, right, from Cuban Cushion?
Yeah.
What's the significance of the shirt?
It means you're a player rep for Cuban Cushion.
So that's your official shirt saying yeah. So.
There's less than a dozen people that actually have it.
Wow. You're less than a dozen. Oh, she got you something. Banner's throwing stuff now.
Poltergeist.
The billiard mom. She just got it from the band. What's
it's,
that?
It's my Lights Out jersey.
Lights Out?
Okay.
Lights Out is billiards is a different company, right? So you're not sponsored by them. Or you were when you went to St. Louis? You were sponsored by them? No. All right. Anyway, is what it is. But still, I want one of those Cuban Cushion shirts. It's pretty dope. I like that.
Ooh. Yeah. America.
Fuck yeah. All right.
Anyways, DC, you're an extraordinary person.
Awesome, you
Thanks
are,
for
man.
Being
we
on.
Will
it's
check
awesome.
Back in with you, and we'll have you on TV, all that good stuff. All right, man? Take care. DC Swank. What were you doing when you were 13 years old, Charlie? You were shooting pool, playing Saratoga.
That was a mess.
It's all good. I know.
We should have Richie talk about his project.
Richie's project? How's it coming? Yeah?
I don't know. Let's talk about it.
All right, let's page him. Richie Jones.
Is there a...
Can we pull
Dr. Jones! Dr. Jones!
me and Mr. Jones, come over here, dude.
I'm talking about your project
a
little bit.
This is the nightmare movie you're shooting there.
It's a nightmare movie.
Yeah.
It's a fever dream.
What are you doing, man? What's going on? Ladies and gentlemen, Richie Jones. Yeah.
Or...
You like that sound. You
R.J. Komorowski.
Yeah, that's my film name. Because it stands out.
Say it again.
R.J. Komorowski. It's my uncle's, my uncle's last name.
So that's your
mother's maiden name.
So when you, that's going to be your official name?
Yeah. That'll be my film.
So Richie Jones is out the window?
For filmmaking. Oh, but for artwork, I still use
Richie MCA
Jones.
Did that from the Beastie Boys.
It does have a nice ring to it, though. R.J.
Komorowski. MCA took the name. You know, MCA was the more creative guy between the three Beastie Boys. And when he did stuff, he signed it Nathaniel Hornblower. And
really?
He took the award. Nathaniel Hornblower won an MTV award for one of their videos, and that's who went up on stage. But it was really MC. But he had an alias. That's pretty cool. Say it again, the name?
R.J. Komorowski.
Komorowski.
Yeah, it's Polish as
I get
a
that.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, we not allowed to cuss anymore?
Oh, you can cuss all you want. This ain't TV.
Keep it clean on TV.
Charmin's so used to TV.
I know.
No, we'll let it out here. I got some shit to talk about.
It's Polish as a...
Motherfucker.
You're supposed to beep me up.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all good.
I don't know. I thought I was supposed to say like a PG term. Like
Mother scratcher?
Mother trucker?
Mother trucker. Anyway, so the project, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago.
Yes,
you were on here on Sunday Night Raw, that episode.
Yes.
How's it coming along? You're gathering actors now.
I am currently trying to gather up all my actors.
For, what's the name of it again?
It's called The Bastard and the Hog-Nosed Bat.
It's a bunch of different stories, right?
This
is your story.
This is the name of my story, but the anthology is called Fever Dream.
Fever Dream.
Yes.
You have other people lined up to help with the rest of them, right?
Yeah, I have like
How's
probably.
That along?
It's going okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna be
but
pushed.
You're gonna take care of yours first and foremost.
Wait, how are the other people's
projects
going?
So Ducky, one of our friends, he's supposed to be doing one. He talked to me about it the other day and said that he was working on it with another guy. I said, okay. So I can only take their word for as far as it goes. You know?
Do you have deadlines for these?
I said
December, so I'm going to have to push it back till probably.
So even though they're separate projects, are you going to put them all out together or are you going to put them out individually?
No, all together.
That's an anthology.
I know, but I mean, what are you going to do when you're all done and you're still waiting on the other cats to catch up?
Yeah, just edit my video and then wait for everyone else. And then once they're done, so I'm probably going to push it back to March. So December was what
March is your
initially thought would be good, but then people were slow. And
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you have your book coming out.
Yes, so I'm still doing
the
yeah.
Year, right?
Are you doing
still
book
doing
too?
The book? Yeah.
What's the book?
Just an art book for all my crazy
You'll
artwork.
You'll be at the Harrisburg Comic Con with the showing off your stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm going to make some prints. Yeah, I'm going to
Harrisburg, September 21st, 22nd, Harrisburg Mall.
Yeah.
The Harrisburg Comic and Pop Con.
Yeah, man.
And the old Boss Cobs.
The old Boss Cobs. We'll be downstairs, not upstairs, but next year we'll be upstairs. That place is going to be rough.
Are they still selling stuff in the Boss Cobs, or is it it's broken down?
It's done, dude.
It's done.
And now it's a Comic Con hall.
No, okay.
It's a convention hall now.
I was hoping I could get a sweet Hanes t-shirt while I was trying to sell my prints.
I don't think so. That's in the bag.
A nice, crisp, white Hanes t-shirt.
Oh, you want something clean to wear while you're selling your goods?
Yeah, because they get dirty pretty fast.
So what's the art? Drawing, painting, what are you doing? Finger paints? What you got?
Watercolor and pen and ink.
Yeah. Okay. Just, do you have a lot? You got a big pile of art going on or what?
Probably over 100 pieces.
Yeah, he is a highly productive artist. Mm-hmm. And his work is really amazing because it's highly imaginative.
Do we get to post any of this on Facebook or are we going to keep it as a surprise?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm just saying, can we get to see any of it?
Yeah, I can show it to you right now.
I mean, we could post some of this on Facebook.
You want to see it right now?
Do you want to see it on the air?
Oh, yeah, we could. We have cameras on.
Yeah,
us,
I'll
dude.
Send you some pictures. You can post it with the episode or whatever you want.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, you can talk about all you want. I want to see it, dude.
Yeah. She's going to have some bits in the art book, too.
He keeps what saying that, but I...
She's got so many bits? Great pictures. I want her
to... She does the finger paints?
No. She just paints paintings. Numbers. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Chalk art.
Chalk art. She just goes out and just chalk pictures on the
stick
asshole
shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
It's her therapy from the hub show. Yeah. This is Chris. And this is Jay.
I like to eat
bitches.
The paint when I use it.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Because he's seen you do it. Yeah.
I'm like, babe, no, you don't do that.
All right. Toxic temper paint.
Oh, all right.
The art book is called Face Full of Teeth.
And you say you have a book, as in you're publishing this?
Personally.
Putting it together?
Yeah, self-publishing. Yeah.
But you also have Sean Real, the photographer.
Sean Real is going to be doing photography of everyone in the book. And then, so he'll have
so this
own.
Is a collaborative effort?
Yes. It started off as me just doing it by myself, and I was like, fuck that. So I was like, let's get a bunch of people involved.
Okay, and that's supposed to be done by December?
It's probably going to be pushed, too. But that's whenever I want to have everything put together and then get everything printed probably in like the early... forms of
and then it's also going to have art from...
Yeah, from Matt Newton.
Okay. Matt Newton.
Matt Newton. He's all a great right. artist.
He's a pretty phenomenal artist.
We get to see this stuff, too, in the book?
I'm excited to see this come together.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
me too.
It should be
it's
going to cool.
come together. It's just time...
So you got a lot of stuff going on that like requires... like. So you have two projects going on that require the deadlines from other people and other people... Counting on a bunch of other people right now.
Yes.
And that's frustrating.
So. That's frustrating. I can imagine.
Especially with putting film stuff together, because putting film stuff together...
Plus you got to edit it. Yeah. There's more to it. Yeah, a lot involved.
I mean, I've made two full-length films, one that I'm proud of, the first one I really give a shit about, and then just because over time you just start hating your earlier work. And then the previous film I did, The Absence of Light, like that's one that I can say that I'm very proud of.
Your earlier work, meaning how long ago?
Oh, I shot that at the end of 2016 into the beginning of 2017. So then,
going on 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're not proud of it? You don't like it?
I love that movie, but I made a movie in 2018.
Yeah, he means your first movie.
My first movie, I'm just like... it.
Why?
It's just...
Like, how long ago we're talking? When's your first movie?
2013?
Okay.
Yeah, so
that's your first, like, doing the math feature. Like, you've been doing short stories.
You were 21, 22 when you shot that type of thing?
Yeah.
You don't like it looking back at you? There's a million things you would change.
I've just grown as a
but
creator.
You still don't. You still need to be proud of it, though.
I mean, like, my style definitely is, like, stuck. Like, I have a very distinct way I like to shoot things, and, like, that's me. Like, I can see it. It's ingrained.
Can we get a clip to get an idea to tell our audience?
I can send you a clip.
Let's see what we're talking about.
I can send
back
you
it up there, Richie.
Yeah. Well,
Is this a clip of the first one or
whatever? Send me.
I can send you a clip of the first one.
Example of weird stuff, man. Give me 30 seconds, a minute, of whatever.
He has wonderful cinematography, so that should be.
I believe you. I want to see it. Yeah.
I mean,
you could probably do one with the Hub Show. Go all nuts, some psychedelic shit, man.
Some awesome fade-ins and
everything is said. Everything is double exposures.
The Boss Cause has an escalator in it, so you may go up and down that while you're shooting, man.
Don't click loud.
Yeah. Don't click the buttons too many times because you might get
find the button. We'll find the power button for the escalator.
Yeah.
We'll just put yellow tape around. No one else can go on it but us. You know what I mean?
Right.
We'll just have the cosplayers run up and down.
You shouldn't have got rid of that tape.
God damn it. Yeah. Yeah. Took the tape from a crime scene?
Yeah. It was in Spanish. It's cuidado. It just said quite auto.
Did you talk about that yet? Are you
what happened?
You should wait for Chris to talk about that.
About
what we did today.
What'd you do? Oh, okay. Wait for Chris.
Yeah, wait for Chris to talk.
Well, Chris is going
to
replace
you. You guys have a bunch of personal stuff you have to talk
Chris
about.
Chris just came home.
What are we talking about?
Chris just came back. He's back
you don't
from
talk
the
about
shop.
Oh, okay. No. Okay. No. Well, Chris has got to talk about his trip.
I'm
He's back from Vegas, man. From playing billiards.
Yeah, I
want to
hear about Chris's trip. Oh,
where
is
he? A lot of billiard talk on this this one. This, but you know, he went to the Grand Canyon and all kinds of places. I'm sure he's got lots of stories.
I used to shoot pool back in 1922.
Back in my day.
Hoover Dam.
We use switches off the tree.
Let's take a break. Let's get Chris in here.
Yeah, where's he?
Got lots to talk about. And
where is he?
Probably getting slammed in the other room.
What's he doing? Flat tires again, Chris?
No.
He's taking a different shower. No. All right.
He's taking a dump.
Hey, we'll be right back with Chris. Hang on, folks.
See you.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 1918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
All right.
Woo.
Yeah, Hub Show, we are back. Jay Heist, Charmin Grisettaton, back.
Welcome back.
Mr. Canfield.
I'm telling you.
You're telling us.
I have been busier than a shoe salesman at a centipede farm.
I bet you have. You've been traveling.
It is ridiculous.
It's a fucking world traveler.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all over the damn place.
Oh, wait, how are you going to travel with 3 flat tires?
Yeah. 3 flat tires.
Did you watch the show?
Yeah.
Check out the Hub Show TV show on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see it yet?
I actually did have a flat tire. It was real.
That's an omen.
It blew out.
Charm ring. Damn.
It blew out.
Look what you did.
Yeah.
Not three, though, right?
Well, no, not three, but the wire was showing for like a month. Yeah. And I was like, I should get it fixed. And then I was leaving the shop one day and poof.
So it's not serendipity, it's just neglect.
That's all.
It was neglect.
Right.
Yes, it was laziness.
Right. I have the same situation going on in my car. My oil light just came on. I'm like, you have to face this sometime.
Right. So, no, it'll be okay.
Winter's coming.
It'll be okay. Well, I'll wait till I hear it clicking.
So right?
When I hear it clicking, then I'll just throw a couple quarts in.
So we just talked to DC. Pool and billiards and all that stuff. And you just went to Vegas with the Nine Balls Deep team.
No, with
Goat.
Goat Farmers.
Goat Farmers. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Actually, G-O-A-T.
Greatest of all time.
Greatest of all time. Farmers.
Yes.
Farmers.
Sponsored by the insurance
so
company?
No. Y'all aren't the greatest of all time. You just farm the greatest of all time.
Yes, we just create the greatest of all time is what we do.
All right. So you're kingmakers.
Yes, we're kingmakers.
I gotcha.
That should be a good... That's our next team.
Kingmakers.
I like
that would be a good name. Kingmakers. That's a good chess.
That should be your roller derby name.
Yeah, what's going on with that, Charmy?
I have no idea.
No idea yet?
I don't know what's going on. I have to move at the end of this month. I have no idea what's going on.
She might not be doing it.
You could be the trendsetter.
Right now.
Right now, it's not looking good.
I just don't know if I have time.
I got you.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, once you get done moving, will you have time?
Why is everybody so short on time?
August is like the month from hell.
We're lucky
to
get this going on here, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you've been around back and forth. You were in Vegas.
I was in Vegas.
How'd the goat farmers do?
The goat farmers did pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you take home any medals, awards?
No, nothing.
No?
Well, I did.
What'd you take home?
I did. They didn't.
What'd you take home?
We went there.
And first day. Actually, let me start off the trip at the beginning. Let me rewind. All right. The trip starts with me and the girlfriend. We show up at the airport, right? First time I've ever done this move. Like maybe 2-3 days before we went on this journey,
right.
We had a little spitzbat. You know how relationships are. You have little arguments, right? She said that I lacked empathy.
Natural.
And my little spitzbat, right? So we go to the airport, and it all pays off. Because we're standing in line at the checkout line, right? And then a new lady comes over and opens up a booth beside the one who everyone's standing in line for. And I just got out of line and walked over there. And she was like, come on. And some guy in line turned and he looked at me and he was like, excuse me. The line's back there. And I said, sorry, we're starting a new
line. I'm starting a new line.
We're starting a new line. Yeah. And then we just went right up, skipped the line. Boom. That's lack of empathy paying off.
So are you
I really didn't care about this guy.
Or a sociopath?
I don't know. But I really didn't give a shit about this guy or anybody else behind him in line.
Awesome.
To be fair, though, you guys had a pretty stressful couple weeks, too. I think, like, everybody here. And you were amping up. So I'm sure that didn't help you guys. But, I mean...
No, it worked out. It paid off at the end of the day. Yep.
Push that...
But you had a good trip.
It was great. And then we get to Vegas, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I was wearing my Hub Show shirt.
Yeah, talk about it.
Right? So I was wearing my Hub Show shirt. Mm-hmm. We get to Vegas, go into the rent-a-car place, and she's like, oh, you're on a podcast. I said, yeah, bro, I'm on the Hub Show. You should check it out.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, oh, that's great. I love podcasts, blah, blah, blah. She goes ahead. She subscribes.
Right there on the spot.
Then she says, you know what?
The beauty of it.
And then she says, you know what? I'm all out of these cars that you did. Maybe I just might upgrade you one.
Ooh.
Okay.
A little hub
right?
Rub there.
Okay. Yeah, a little hub rub. So we go out in the parking lot. She says, you can pick anything in this aisle, right? I said, okay. So I picked anything in the aisle, and then we go around, and we get to the guy at the booth where you check out.
Sure.
And he goes, oh, this car's got way too many miles on it. You don't want this. Let me upgrade you.
Whoa.
He said, go back, go through the loop, turn around, go back, and I'm going to upgrade you. So we go back. We get upgraded a second time. Jeez. Boom.
Boom.
This is the start of the trip.
That shirt's a charm.
It's a charm,
great.
Man. It's paying off.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah. Fun.
And then we get to the hotel. And we got like a we stayed at a Holiday Inn resort, and the guy who paid for the room was nice enough to give us the master bedroom with the jacuzzi tub and the whole works.
Wow!
Yeah, nice. Out of a surprise.
Because of the
like,
shirt.
Very sweet.
Well, he's like, hey, you guys are a couple,
you're a couple,
you know.
Yeah, okay. He's
single. You were both wearing
like,
Hub Show shirts.
Like, this is already
go
like
get your hub rub on.
The vacation hasn't even started, and this is the greatest thing ever. Right? Yeah. So then the first night, she says to me, she goes, you know what? If you go out there and you win your first match, I'm going to give you some nookie.
Ooh.
So I went out. I went out, and I got a break and run.
Yeah.
And I won my first match. Boom.
Boom.
Killed it.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Did you get?
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of that.
Good night.
I'm right. Making sure, man.
Yeah. There was a lot of bucket list items marked off.
Yeah. Oh, really? So Grand Canyon.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, damn it.
I got
Yeah.
Well, apparently not.
Yeah. All Chris, right. Breaking all the rules all the time.
Yeah. So I won my first match. But then the team captain, he went on a gambling bender that night.
Okay.
And we went down to Fremont Street.
Yeah.
And he stayed. We got down there.
We saw your pictures, Chris.
We got down there late at night, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I was the responsible one,
okay.
Kind of. Yeah. I was like, guys, I want to go home. I want to go to bed. Mm. And everybody else was like, woo, turn up.
Bannett's calling
and
bullshit
like,
over here.
And
the
I'm
ghost
like,
is waving
and
the
like,
finger at us.
I'm like, no, guys, I want to go to bed, right? So I just procrastinated.
They held you at gunpoint.
I procrastinated until like 4 a.m.
Really?
All I did was bitch all night long.
I bet you did.
And then I ended up going back to the room by myself, wake up the next morning. And I thought I was going to get in an argument because I left by myself, but it turns out that the whole team had split up, and all the girlfriends and boyfriends had all gone home by themselves because one person wanted to stay up late and the other person wanted to go to bed.
Oh,
so it happened like all over the place, right?
Spread.
And the team captain ended up going missing. They couldn't find him for a long time. And they found him down at Fremont Street on a poker table at 2 p.m.
That's where you find
2
money.
P.m.
Yeah, that's what happens.
He stayed up all night.
That's a good shift.
Until the next day, midday.
That's a free room.
Yeah. Playing poker and blackjack. And
everyone had a good time.
Everything. And then he had to captain the team 3 hours later.
But still. And
yeah.
He did.
And he did.
Pull through.
He did, and we... Did we win that one?
I don't know.
I think we did win that one.
Okay.
But then we had to play again shortly after, lost that one. And then the next day, we played again and lost that one. But I didn't play any of those times.
Wow.
They didn't put me back on.
Why?
Yeah.
Is you a winner?
I don't know.
They don't like winners?
Right?
G-O-T?
Yeah, after I won my
like match.
So,
shirt.
So after I win my match, I come out, right?
We're farmers here. We're not.
Yeah, right? They've already farmed me.
Yeah, right.
I guess
that's
I've
right.
already bloomed.
Right.
So we come out after I won my match, right, that night. Come out, and she's like, hey, I just paid $20 for you to play a pro. It's like, okay, all right, I've never done this before. I get up, boom, 8 on the break, beat the pro.
Bam.
Wait, you prostituted
paid for it,
him to
pay for
play
it,
a pro?
Pay for it a
to
second
play
time.
A pro, not to.
Not to. Hump
yeah.
a pro.
Yeah, that's okay. right.
Is that where you were going with that?
Yeah. Trying to think of the right.
Chris.
Yeah.
A little hub rub, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A different kind of hub
rub. She turned you out.
She did. And then I went back in a second time. Shit. Right here. Look at the patch.
What'd you get?
Boom. Patch. Mike Massey beat Mike Massey, and he signed the patch.
Oh, the camera, nice. Dude. It's a pride patch.
Camera? Where's the camera?
That is a pride patch right there.
Two cameras now. Not just one. Right.
So I beat him that time.
Yeah.
Put in another 20. Tried to do it again. And I ran all the way down to the 8-ball and bobbled the 8-ball in the pocket. But I think he was playing on one of those circus clown tables.
Really?
I think so. Yeah. Well, I'm guessing.
Bastard. Yeah.
Bastard.
Put a little matchbook under the...
Yeah, something or another. I don't know what his deal is.
Watch the sharks.
Yeah, I should have made that. I should have made that damn shot. All right.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Then she rounds me into playing some other tournament. All right, so they have all these little mini tournaments going on the side, right? I didn't want to play because everyone's higher ranked than me. Mm-hmm. She wants me to play sevens, eights, and nines. I said, what am I going to do when I play a nine? They're just going to chew me up alive, right? I get in the tournament, blow right through it, win it. Boom. Nice.
Boom.
Crushing it.
It's just like, right? You know, your expectations
hell
were
of a trip
low.
You, had, Chris.
You were just like, you know, I'm just going to lose this anyway, so I'm just going to...
Right? Same thing happened.
That's the thing we were talking about
same
before.
Thing, like, same thing happened at the slot machines. Go out to the slot.
And we saw your post, trust me.
Go out to the slot machine. I put in $20.
Man.
Boom.
Anna was crushing
it. Hit for 800. Then she hit for 99, right?
I saw that.
Go back in the next day. She puts the $99 voucher in.
Boom.
Pulls out 1,000.
I saw that picture. Bam.
But I dropped down to 400 at that point, right? Then go back in the next day on the same machines.
Right.
And she gets up to 1,400. And I get up to 800.
Right.
And it's like, oh my God, we could walk out of here with a free vacation. This is it. It's done paid for,
that's
right? Nope. Put it all right back in the machine like a sad sack of gambling. Gambleholics.
Bastards.
Oh, so those pictures we saw, you guys
so like we should
go,
lost it all?
We should go to a meeting.
Wait.
Feel so
you
bad.
Lost it all?
It felt so bad.
Wait, that $1,000 is gone?
Put it all right back in the
that
machine.
That wasn't even $1,000.
That was,
that's,
yeah.
20
double. Awful, dude. How can you be proud of those pictures that you're going to do, man?
I know. Well, at the time, we had that money.
But you didn't show the pictures afterwards. Coming away, hands all open.
Right.
You guys only show us the good shit. You're full of shit, Chris.
Right. Yeah.
Hey,
your wife likes to go to Charlestown.
Social media is all about is like the highlights.
Your wife likes to go to Charlestown. How much have you won going up and back down?
Oh, it's a roller coaster ride, dude. I ain't gonna lie.
Now at Charleston once though, I did hit the jackpot on a nickel.
My wife
put $20 in that thing.
My wife has got this thing where we're being in line for something. She'll say, "Hey, I'm just gonna go touch this machine over here, hold my place," and she'll go there. She comes out with like a $600 voucher and shit.
Right.
The fuck,
you know? Yeah.
It's awesome.
And just puts the voucher back in another machine and loses it.
Last night we went to Hollywood Casino. We had free tickets to see Larry the Cable Guy. Why not, right? Good times. Yeah, right?
I saw him once.
Yeah, he's good. He's funny shit.
He's
love that
super
guy.
Fast.
Super fast, super funny. Yeah. He's awesome.
You're trying to remember the jokes.
I
remember trying to remember.
I remember laughing
but
so much.
But they're spitting out so fast, like a machine gun.
But
you can't remember the jokes.
What happened was Hollywood Casino oversold the tickets, so me and my wife got our seat tickets. And we're separated inside the place.
Oh, my
that
God.
That sucks. So she's like, screw that. You go watch him. She went out there to what I call the jungle, got into the slot machine.
Yeah.
Right? See you for the next 5 hours.
Nice. Yeah. One of my bucket list items happened during Ka.
What's that? Ka?
Ka.
What's Ka?
At the MGM. Sort of abbreviation?
MGM Ka?
Yeah, it's Cirque du Soleil.
Okay.
Cirque du Soleil show.
So what happened? What's your bucket list?
Huh?
Huh?
Oh, well, the nookies and cookies and
oh, well, you've rattled off some
cookies
stuff since then, dude. We're all over the place.
That could have been.
All the Wookiees.
Winning money.
You had a busy 2 weeks there, dude.
Yeah, it sounds like yeah.
This is very exciting.
Do you want to take your shot?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah.
That was exciting.
Vanna was showing us the country fried shot glass. It looks like a jar.
Oh my God! This is another story.
Yeah.
We went to this town.
Here we go.
What was this town
called?
Wait, I want
to hear about what this thing was that you found in the garage.
What I found in the garage. Oh, my goodness.
Discovery,
you want the big special.
I want the big special. You're teasing
all right.
Us with it.
So my mother, I guess, a couple years ago, she always gives me these gifts, and I never really pay attention to them. Mm-hmm. I just kind of, like, toss them aside. And don't
thanks,
really look
Ma.
At them. Thanks, Mom. Yeah, whatever. So there was this pack of papers, and she brought them home from the church, and she gave them to me, and I just kind of tossed them away and never looked at them again, right?
Right.
So DC is here, and I asked him to clean out the garage, which is another story, because I do not – I'm going to need to ask you this, because I don't know how to pay kids for chores anymore.
You don't?
No, because
you live
when
here,
I,
right?
But when I was a kid, like, I would go throw – bales of hay for like $10 and
inflation,
and,
man,
and sweat my ass off for like 8 hours. And I don't know what the inflation rate is.
For your, you threw bales of hay for your dad?
No. For the farmers that lived around.
But not in
my
the place
area.
You lived.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how do you pay for chores?
Yeah.
How much do
That's
you pay?
That's between you and him.
How much do you
DC
pay?
DC is a little pro. He's going to work you, dude.
How much do you pay your kids to?
I don't pay my kids shit. Nothing. They live with me. They're paying me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. All right.
You got to earn and keep.
Now, he's not really your kid, but I mean, you're doing the the duties here of a
All right. Say, so, hey, I'll give you X amount to do this.
But I do know
and
DC.
And he goes and does it, and I feel like it's a high amount because I used to get a tenth of that to do twice as much work.
Well, it's 2019.
And you can't pay by the hour because you know you're just going to string it out.
Tell me what you can do with $10 nowadays. Not a whole lot.
No.
Right? Yeah. When I first started working, I was making, what, $4.75 an hour?
He is quick.
And I love it.
He is quick to let us know how he kicks your ass in pool every time on Facebook. Man, you sharpen up your shit.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So what's the big news?
The big news is he was cleaning out the garage, and he found this pack of papers, and I was just reading through it today. Apparently,
the Vanathon things again.
Apparently,
the poltergeist just always.
Apparently, cool. I am related to Benjamin Franklin.
Get out of here!
Wow.
Right.
Very
so
nice.
I haven't really read into it, but there's a picture of some old people here. Right,
there's
an old
picture,
an old black and white picture.
You haven't
and
read any of it yet.
You have to look at the dates on all the pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we go down through
water damage from neglect.
Oh, yeah, there's
water damage from neglect. Yes.
Okay.
So
there's
Lloyd,
a beautiful collie.
So Lloyd Coleman Canfield was born December 5th, 1881.
Yeah.
And he died in 1924 in an accident in Oakland, Maryland, while working on a bridge.
Okay.
And he was the brother of Benjamin Franklin.
Really?
He was the brother?
Born in 1881?
Like a...
Born
in
1881, it says brother of Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin's from the 1700s,
dude.
Doesn't
make any sense.
Yeah, Franklin is a century before that.
Well, maybe this
that.
Is another Benjamin Franklin.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I need to do some tracing. See, I just found out.
Come on. And wait, why? If they're brothers, why don't they have the same name? Why don't they have the same last name?
You thought
name?
You were special this whole time, man.
Right? Well, I haven't done the dates yet. I haven't really read through any of this stuff yet because I just
last
found
name,
it today.
Though. Brothers. Why not?
Brother,
well, I guess they could be bastard.
But their brother's a century apart.
Well, yeah.
Your mom's an old hag, dude.
When did Benjamin
Franklin die?
We're talking 1700s,
yeah, I mean,
dude.
On,
all
man.
Right, look it up here. Hang on.
Yeah, you got to Google this.
Usually she's the Google queen.
I want to know when Benjamin Franklin died.
The Benjamin Franklin. Not Benny Franklin from 1881, dude.
Not Benny.
You know, Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, yeah. Not the one that... Well, yeah, I guess they found electricity a whole lot earlier, right?
Benjamin Franklin.
Something the else. Guy.
Born in 1705,
yes.
Died in 1790. 17, the whole
yeah.
decade.
I was a whole century old.
You thought you were related to the guy that discovered
Jay,
electricity with
decade.
The key.
Well, who's this Benjamin Franklin then?
Some guy named Benny, dude.
Some guy named Benny.
Some
I don't know who this guy is.
This is the big reveal.
This is the big reveal.
Wow. Again, folks.
This is awesome. This is better than you think.
This is great.
Than you actually being related to Benjamin.
This is your bucket list, huh, Chris?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm still going to go around and tell everybody this.
I bet you will, too.
Yeah,
where is
you know
this
it.
At?
You know it. He was born in 1971. Yeah. Benjamin right. Franklin.
Where does it say this on this piece of paper? Is it on this piece of paper?
Yeah.
You see it
to me? I'm looking for a paper that says Albert Einstein, like 1982.
Right.
Nope. Hey, Al. What's going on?
What's up,
Einstein?
Einstein. Yeah. Was anyway. Albert Einstein a Jew?
Yes.
He was?
He's
yes.
a Jewish Jew. Hello.
Oh, all right.
Yes. Notice the last name there, guy?
Well, I don't know. It was never made
that
official,
was a
was
big
it?
Thing about who he was.
Yeah.
Was it?
Well,
I don't know
get charming started. She
oh
will speak and spell the
goodness.
Shit out of you in
Chris,
a second, man.
This is actually shocking to me because I really just thought... I thought that you were really good with history. Sorry,
no, no,
based
he's
on
good,
what
he's
we've
good with science and math.
Before. Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah,
science and math. English and history,
strong.
No.
Apparently,
now,
I'm 100 years off on who I'm related
Benjamin
to.
Benjamin Franklin.
He just made it up. Somewhere in here.
Look, it says it right there at the top of the page.
Oh, it's. I was.
But your mom handed
the,
you these thinking the same thing?
Canfield history
yeah.
of Lloyd Coleman
up,
Canfield, brother of Benjamin Franklin. Like, but wait, wouldn't it be great if this was like your mom just like. Your mom did this to you, you know. Like
right.
she just all she needed was this.
He invented
There's
the
no
electric.
Other,
the, he,
but
He invented the electric toothbrush.
Even on all this family tree key, stuff, there's no other proof.
Yeah, but Benny Franklin. I'm sure Benny Franklin invented something, too.
That's all right. Yeah, I'm sure he did maybe a beer or hops or some shit. Yeah,
I'm going to go on Ancestry.com and do my own research.
Probably the first 15 kids, dude.
The first razor with two blades.
This is so ridiculous.
Just paste a banana or let your toothbrush.
There you go.
Salt for the teeth. Anyway,
hey Chris, remember that time you thought you were related to Benjamin Franklin?
That's going
to
come up next year and the year after. And
Oh boy, that's good stuff.
This is rich.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to wrap this bad boy up.
Right.
We got lots going
good
on.
Good times. Coming back soon. Chris.
Coming back for the Comic Con in September. We'll be there live, and we are giving away 4 weekend passes to the Harrisburg Comic Con.
Boom.
Chris and Jay recently discovered what cosplay was, and now
Kaylee Marie schooled us up pretty good.
Nah, actually, she schooled us down.
Kaylee Marie posted a picture recently on Instagram dressed as Thor.
Oh,
I thought you should see it, dude.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
I gave her some shit for
apparently,
it. She came back.
She was a female.
Well, apparently it has
Told us about
We've already been through
but
this.
But she came dressed as, I had to poke at her when she put that up
it
on
has
Instagram.
Nothing to do with sex
no
at
way.
All.
No. Pick up the hammer, girl.
Anyways.
Anywho, we got lots going on. 4 weekend passes to give away. Forest State Comic Con is putting on the Harrisburg Comic and Pop Con in the Harrisburg
Mall.
How
do they get the tickets?
Why are we adding pop into it?
That's what it's called now. They have to.
It's
the whole Comic Con.
Because of the San
it's
Diego thing?
Yes,
you
got to
watch the TV show there, dude.
If you watched our show.
If you watched
show,
the Hub show,
you
might understand. We had him. Andrew Melius was on with us. He explained the whole thing. Anywho.
The one that we had
September 21st, 22nd, Saturday and Sunday, Harrisburg Mall, Harrisburg, PA, Harrisburg Poppin' Comic Con, and we are giving away free 4 weekend passes. Well, not free. You got to send your cosplay pictures. The best. Show us what you got. Producer@thehubshow.com.
That's most.
What are we looking for here?
Or you can hit us up on Facebook at the Hub Show.
We have to have some guidelines here, though. Like, no.
What should they be, Charmy?
Most cleavage wins.
We'll get nothing but dudes sending in pictures. What about me?
Nothing inappropriate.
What do you want?
Biggest
bulge?
You know,
last time two little kids won,
friendly.
It's all good.
Yeah, that's
it's family
some,
friendly.
The
we're kidding about the cleavage.
Doc Ock little kid? That kid was
he crushed
awesome.
It, right?
Yeah. He
how about
he
most
it.
Defined cod piece? You would probably like that one, wouldn't you?
All right, dude. Anyway, I don't know.
I have been to a Guar show.
Do we have parameters for this?
When Dave Brocky was still alive, and that was awesome.
Do we have parameters, Charming?
I don't know.
I just judge what looks good. What how much work is put into it? You know the effort.
Obviously, Doc Ock was an effort. You know, effort. You know, just not thrown on some clothes from your basement.
Yeah, I don't
want to
see no shabby Wonder Woman either.
Yeah, nobody come dressed as Shazam.
We're not expecting everybody to have
a
fabrication shop either. We're not expecting everybody to have a fabrication shop either.
No, but I don't want no weak ass Wonder Woman or
you took some time.
You can't be violating Betty Rubble. You know, not looking. As good as Betty Rubble.
Oh, my God. I felt so bad for
that.
No disgrace.
We got issues, though. We got lots to talk about.
You embarrassed me that week.
I know. I'm sorry.
We were talking shit about Betty Rubble as she walked by.
Yeah.
And then I found out that he had us on the loudspeaker. And everyone could hear us.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You can't tell that when you got your headphones
That's
on.
That's right. But anyway, we're kicking off season 3 here in September. We aren't there yet. We aren't even at Hub Show 100.
Just roasting people.
This is Hub Show 99.5. Chris is back. The crew is back. We got guests lined up.
Roasted.
Next week, who's coming on next week? Paranormal?
Yeah.
Who's bringing the ghost stuff?
Oculus Paranormal.
Oculus
team.
Paranormal. Poor normal.
Poor normal.
Bring it on, Oculus.
All right.
Paranormal team coming in here.
Yeah.
All right. So there we got that.
Tannen and Jordan from that team.
What happens if you go to Pornhub and type in ghosts?
Let's find out.
That would be weird.
No, ask Vanna. Anyway. All right,
Hub Show.
We're out of here. Lots coming on. Watch us on Hub Show on the Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all that stuff. And we're trying to finally get a Twitter account going.
Nope.
No?
Figuring out.
How'd that work, Charmy?
I don't know what to say to people.
No.
You got to keep it short.
Twitter's a rough place, man.
I lost the login. I tell you what you should do. This is how I got Courtney Combs on, right? As a call-in. Shoot high. Shoot high for the celebrities, right?
Oh, okay.
And then just say, "Hey, we have a podcast. It's such and such."
That's actually what I'm going to do.
Talk
I'm
big,
just
and we would like, and we would,
celebrities in a,
and
in
we would
a
like you to
awesome
call
way.
In.
An
we would
awesome
like way. You to call okay. in Stalker. And say what's going on, what's on your mind.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I did it with Dr. Drew. I did it with
So him. Instagram, The Hub Vinny. Show, Facebook, The Hub Show, YouTube, we're on The Hub Show, and now we'll be on Twitter, Hub Show Pod. Yeah, but it's there. So send your stuff, cosplay. You want to win these four
tickets.
Free weekend
Watch
passes.
The latest
both
episode.
Days.
We'll be
Jake
back.
The St. Roberts is going to be there. You
back
know you
on
want to
Antietam
be there
Cable in September.
Yeah, we'll be back on locally, but on YouTube as well. So there. Chris has got plenty more stories, I'm sure, from the road.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is going to be a long year we're doing.
Good stuff.
All right. Hub Show, we're out of here.
You've been listening to The Hub Yep. Show with your Yep. hosts, Charmaine Grissett, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.